what we see in South America is different from the rest of the world in two respects. First, with regards to documents, we do not see yet a large release of documents in South America, with the exception of Brazil. Brazil is very similar to what Britain and New Zealand and France and other countries are doing, basically, and this was in partly by popular demand. You know, there was a lobbying effort that took place a few years ago, and finally, basically, the Air Force, the Brazilian Air Force, who had had commissions going all the way back to 1952, they decided that it was time to release a lot of their files, even though some of these documents had been released. Actually, I had some of them already in my files years ago, but they were not officially released. They were sort of leaked, you know, to researchers and people like that. But then now they're officially being released. But then what we see with the other countries, and this particularly was brought to my attention in December of this last year, when Argentina announced that they were going to create an official committee to investigate UFOs, the Argentinian Air Force. And Argentina is just the latest country. We have definitely a trend in South America, especially in the southern part of South America, Argentina, Uruguay, Peru, and Chile. And all these countries have now official UFO agencies. It's become good politics, which is almost unbelievable. But because in the case of Argentina, actually the head of the new commission, which is a man known as Comodoro Tealdi, Comodoro is a rank equivalent to a colonel, and he said that part of the reasons that they finally decided to create this committee is because their institutional website of the Air Force was being flooded with requests for them to create a UFO agency. And also the mail was arriving at the Ministry of Defense by hundreds of letters. So that was one reason. I think the other reason, which they wouldn't admit it publicly, is that they were getting behind the curve. Here they had all the neighboring countries. They all had UFO agencies already, in some cases for years. Uruguay actually has the oldest one. That is called Tridovni, and that was created back in 1979. And it's still functioning.
Is there any connection to a level of UFO activity that helped prompt this? I just don't know of any. Is there a wave or something going on?
Usually these commissions were created as a result of a lot of UFO activity at the time when they were created. It's one of the reasons. And Chile and Peru, the one in Chile was created in 1997. Took a little while to get really going. And the one in Peru was created around 2001. Now, the level, all these committees, they claim they're not secret. They are open. Some of these people I know personally. I know the ones in Chile and Peru, actually, personally. I've been at their offices in Chile. And but the level of where they're posting their material, that varies. The only ones that seem to have a more active website, official website, where they do post some cases, is the one from Chile, which is known as CEFA-A, and that's a committee run by the Chilean Civil Defense Agency. It would be like if the FAA had a committee for UFOs.
Well, I wonder this, Antonio. First, you answer it about South America, and then, Alejandro, you can tell me about the rest of the world. But I wonder if you see any evidence of the heavy hand of the United States in this. It seems like our government seems to be the one that is most opposed to releasing whatever. Do you see any evidence that those countries have been pressured to, if not stifle the idea of a study, at least keep any sensitive files to themselves?
No, frankly, I don't see it now. In the past, that probably was the case, because in the past, especially in the period of the Cold War, and a lot of these countries in South America had even military dictators at the time, and they were very close to the Americans, you know, because the deal was Cuba and communism and all that. At that time, the U.S. had much more influence over this, over the military specifically. I frankly don't see any. I mean, it seems to be almost on the contrary. I mean, these countries are proceeding, are going ahead. Now, they're not coming with any, you know, revelations or anything that would threaten, you know, the U.S. or anything. And none of these countries is coming to, let's say, saying, hey, we have a crashed UFO and here are the metal pieces. You know, if they were to announce that, maybe the U.S. would react, or maybe the U.S. has even quashed something in that direction.